Well, hello there. You are about to enter the mind of the mindset maniac. Your mindset is the most important part of your existence. Don't believe me? You will. With a healthy, adaptive, and expansive mindset, you can achieve anything, and you can learn to use every challenge in your life to benefit you in some way. I am here to teach you all the ways your mindset dictates your current experiences in life and ultimately your future. This podcast will teach you applicable tools and resources that you can start applying today to improve your life. So what are we waiting for? Let's go ahead and jump right in. What is up, my friends? Welcome back to another episode of The Mindset Maniac. I am Leslie Krivar, your host and Mindset Maniac. And I want to tell you my view right now. I am currently standing at my kitchen sink with my handy dandy portable mic, and I'm looking out the window at my son, who is walking around our backyard, which is probably about, an acre behind us, maybe 1.5 acres. And he's about halfway down the field. But right in front of me is the remnants of his temper. I don't even want to call it a temper tantrum. Let's just call it the remnants of his emotions. There is a watering pot that the head has been ripped off of. It's laying in the middle of the yard. There is a plant stand that is in front of me. And there's a couple other things that are just strewed about the yard. And the reason those things are there is because he's upset. I gave him a consequence about something. And he said, I'm out of here. He walked out the backyard. He said, I need some space. I said, okay. Walked out there. He's throwing some things around. And what I can guarantee will happen, because this happens at least every few days when he has a big emotion about something, which is completely normal, but he's going to come back in here and he's going to tell me everything that he did. I threw this here. I threw that there. He's going to tell me any words that he said about me. So for example, the other day I told him to do something. He gave me some back talk. I used a stern tone to kind of check him on that back talk. And then he walked away. But apparently when he walked into the other room, he said something like, you're being a stupid mommy. I didn't hear it. I had no idea this happened. But after he cooled down a few minutes later, he came up to me and said, sorry, I was feeling frustrated. And I'm thinking, okay, you didn't do anything wrong. All I saw was him walk out of the room. But he said, yeah, I got to tell you, I called you a stupid mommy when I left the room. And I was like, okay, well, do you think I'm a stupid mommy? It's like, no. And I said, okay, well, I understand that you were having a big emotion. You know, that's not okay to say to me. You said it not around me, but you're telling me about it, which makes me know and believe that you knew that it wasn't the right thing to do. And he said, yeah. And right now, as I'm watching him out the window, he's picking up everything that he threw around the backyard. He's picking up the watering can. He's picking up the plant holder. So this is just true to his nature. And that's what I want to talk to you about. Something that connects to this and something that I heard this week at Bible study, which was sin is a very heavy burden to carry. And I'm going to use this phrase as sin, but I also want you to feel free to slide in anything that makes you feel guilt, shame, anything that we do that we're not proud of, right? It's a heavy burden to carry on our own. And something that we talked about this week at Bible study is that, like, and I recognized this about Watson years ago, but anytime that he's just getting a little off track and maybe things are just getting a little bit too far, maybe we've let him push the boundaries a little bit too far and we haven't put down enough consequences and things have just become a little too lackadaisical, he starts, obviously, things continue to push in that direction. And when we put a boundary down or have to give him like a big consequence to kind of get things back in order, when that happens, he is always such a happier child afterwards. He's even happy when like the consequence is happening after, of course, the initial like freak out, but he's happier afterwards. And I've always said this like to Anthony after we give him a big consequence or we kind of shift things around that's like, nope, we're making things a little bit stricter. We're tightening things up. I'm like, look how much happier he is. Like, what's going on? And I think it really is this like craving for like bad behavior or sin to basically be taken off of our shoulders. Like, he knows when he's acting out of line, but he's a human. And so he continues to push the boundaries and he wants to do the things that he wants to do. But when we actually like check him on it and parent him and discipline him and bring him back into the right way of living and doing things, like, even though it's like a consequence that he doesn't like, and even though we might be taking something away from him that he thinks he wants, it's like deep down within him, he knows that like, man, that's not the right way. That's not the right way. And it feels good to have someone else come in and support you and kind of take that weight off of you. It feels good to take that sin out of you. It takes good to take that bad behavior out of you. And, you know, as I was thinking about this and kind of watching him do his thing today, I was thinking about how this relates to us as adults, because we have a lot of things that we carry around our entire life. A lot of things that sometimes we carry from childhood or our teenage years, or even just the daily stuff we do as adults that can feel like sin, can feel like something that is shameful, can feel like something that we could have guilt around or any kind of negative emotion. And I think that one of the most powerful things that we can do is take it off our shoulders, right? So if you're listening to this, I'm assuming you're not a child, so you're not looking for a parent to give you a consequence or to be able to share your quote unquote bad behavior with. You're not going to come to your mom now and be like, hey, just to let you know, I called you a mean mommy earlier today. Maybe you will. I don't know. Maybe. But look, like, maybe that is a thing, right? Maybe if you got into an argument with a sibling or a friend and you've got a lot of like pent up aggression towards them or a lot of things that like you're just holding inside and you're not being honest with yourself or them about how you're feeling, because maybe you're a people pleaser or maybe you don't want to like rock the boat or make waves. I want you to imagine how differently, and I can say this from personal experience, how much different things feel if you just came to that person and was like, I've been feeling really frustrated with you and here's why, right? And we don't say it to the person so that they can change their behavior or that so they can apologize, but so that you can voice a real feeling that you're having, which is absolutely in one way or another being shown to them through your actions, maybe your nonverbal actions too, maybe you're avoiding them, right? But when we're feeling a certain way, I think one of the most powerful things that we can do is name it to ourselves to begin with. Here's how I'm feeling. Here's something that maybe happened that I don't want to look at. But if we don't name it, if we don't look at it, then we can't do anything about it. And I can tell you that there are so many people who are walking through this world with their blinders on. They don't even want to look at the things that they're doing that are harming them, maybe even harming those that they love the most just by proxy, but they don't want to look at it. Maybe they're scared to look at it. Maybe they think, well, if I look at this, then I've got to change this and I'm not ready to change it. And so they keep themselves here in this place that I sometimes call like this miserable middle. This middle space where it's like, oh, maybe things aren't terrible, but like things aren't feeling great. I'm just kind of like right here in the middle because, yeah, that's just what we do. We want to avoid the tough emotions. We want to avoid our sins. We want to avoid our bad behavior. We want to avoid looking at those things again, because once we see them, once we have to look at them, we either have to do something about it, or we're faced with the other reality that here's what's happening, here's what I'm doing, here's what I've done, and I'm not doing anything about it. And that, I believe, can be one of the hardest places to be. And that is also what I feel like most people try to avoid the most, right? We don't have to look at it, then we don't have to fix it. And we do a lot of interesting things as humans to not have to look at things. We do a lot of interesting things in an attempt to avoid what we don't want to see. And that can sometimes look like what I call buffering, which is, yeah, maybe things like overdrinking, overeating, over social mediaing. It could be over exercising. It could be overindulging in anything. I see a lot of people use really healthy things in like overindulgent ways. And in my opinion, it's like, it's something that we do not to see. It's something that we do in order to not have to feel whatever it is that we're trying to not feel. A lot of times it's happening unconsciously. A lot of times we're just moving throughout our day on autopilot, which keeps us cycling and cycling around the same behaviors and around the same outcomes, creating the same reality over and over, just with different details, right? So what I hope to share with you today, what I hope that you take away from this is this maybe awareness to look in the mirror, look within yourself, and identify what your sins might be that you have been avoiding looking at, that you've just been keeping inside, not wanting to face. And again, when I say sins, we're talking about things that are also behaviors that you're just doing over and over to yourself, maybe to others, but you're just doing it maybe because it's easier, maybe because you've been able to get away with it, to not have to face it, right? Think about like if you've ever been someone who has been on some sort of like fitness journey, or you have a fitness goal and you set these goals for yourself where you're like, you know what, I'm going to wake up early and I'm going to walk every morning, or I'm going to wake up every morning and I'm going to drink my water. And like, maybe you do it the first like 2 days. And then what do you find yourself doing? I don't know about you, but I can't tell you how many times I found myself like quietly quitting on myself. Just all of a sudden waking up one day and being like, huh, yeah, I guess I'm not waking up for walks anymore. Guess I'm not drinking that water anymore. Because that's what happens. If we don't stay so conscious of the behaviors that we are taking, we just like, it just slowly happens where it's like, oh, I'm just not doing this thing anymore. And one thing that I recommend to my clients about like quitting, if they're going to stop doing something, is to just do it consciously. Don't quietly quit. Don't just wake up one day and be like, oh, I guess I'm not working towards that goal anymore. I guess that just isn't happening. I guess I just stopped working out. I guess I just stopped journaling. I guess I just stopped doing these activities to help me manage my mind. Like, don't quietly quit on yourself. Like, consciously decide, like, you know what? I'm actually not going to wake up in the morning anymore and do my walks. Why? I don't want to. Why? I'm tired. Why? I got other things to do. At least tell yourself the truth. Tell yourself the truth about what you're doing and why. And if when you answer that question, why, if you like your answer, you feel good about it, cool, rock on. But if you don't like it, and most of the time, that's why we quietly quit, because we don't want to have to face the answer to that question. If you don't like it, well, then I would encourage you to really look at it, right? Because those behaviors are what are adding up as those sins, right? Those behaviors that are living in us, that are weighing us down, that are becoming that burden that we don't want to keep in us. I just keep thinking about how heavy it is to have these things inside of us that we aren't acknowledging, either to ourselves or others. There's so many different ways that we could think about how we carry this burden. So I would encourage you to be like Watson. At one point while I was recording this, I actually paused it because he came in after resetting all the things that he threw outside. And right now I'm in my bedroom. I've just been kind of walking around as I've been recording this. And I heard him coming in. So I paused it. And he said to me, Mommy, I just want to let you know, I'm sorry for my behavior. When I was outside, I threw some things around, but don't worry. I picked them all up. I was just feeling really frustrated, but I feel better now. And I'm going to go make my lunch. And if you need anything from me, I'll be in the kitchen. Like, okay. And of course, we had a moment where I acknowledged what led to that chain of events and what he did outside, and giving him the respect and the props, if you will, that he deserves for being honest with me and then righting his own wrong. And then we hugged, and now he's out making his lunch. So he feels better. He feels lighter. He's like playing in there with the dog. We need these resets. We need these opportunities to get the burden off of our shoulders. We're all walking around all day long, making little mistakes, creating little like sins, if you will, however you want to label this. We're all doing this all day long to some extent. Some days there's more than others. Some days there are bigger ones than others, but like, don't carry that around with you. Even if you just have to write it out at the end of the day, right? I have a practice of doing a gratitude journal practice at the end of the day, which will be coming back. If you've joined me ever for my yearly gratitude group, we're going to bring a variation of that back this year, as we do every year. So stay tuned. But like during that practice, I've actually added in layers to it. And part of it might be writing things down that I just want to be forgiven for, that I don't want to carry, that like happened that day, that I'm just like, I want to release this in the practice that I have. I want to be forgiven for this because I don't want to carry it. And I think we can all do that. We can all find our own practice in, again, how we release this burden so we don't have to carry around these little mistakes that we've made or big mistakes, get it out of us and move on. Move on to the best version of ourselves, which is in all of us. It just gets a little bit weighed down, a little bit heavy, a little bit dark sometimes when we add these layers on and we don't release them. So I wanted to share that with you all today. I'm going to head back into the kitchen and enjoy lunch with my little man. And that's all I got for you. As I say each and every time, let's live a meaningful life, my friends. We will chat soon. Hey, thanks so much for listening along with me today. I hope you found this episode helpful. And if you could do me a solid, drop me a 5-star rating below and please comment what you liked about this podcast and how it was helpful for you. And if it was, I would love for you to share this with a friend. That is one way that I can continue to grow this podcast, reach more people, and continue to spread the good word. Also, make sure you hit subscribe on your way out so that you never miss an episode with myself, the Mindset Maniac. I'll see you here next time.